Hey guys, I'm Mark Potter. Welcome to another episode of Brushstrokes, a podcast powered by Canvas Magazine. Today's episode, a monologue by yours truly, is brought to you by Conduit Incorporated. Visit www.conduit-inc.com for all your custom content needs. Guys, I thought I'd take a few minutes today and just talk about kind of where we're at in the status of the industry. Next week's guest is going to be a really cool conversation, and so I thought maybe I would take a few minutes and give you a little monologue of my own. I believe that we are in a really, really interesting time, and last week's events in Florida were devastating. They are heartbreaking. There's no other way to put it. And we can all speculate on where we're at in this country politically, emotionally. We can talk about why things happen. And, you know, there's a lot of different variables, and whether it's talking about gun control or mental illness or what have you. But no matter what, I think we're in a day and age where the human spirit has to come through. And while I don't want to belittle something as major as the Florida shootings, I do think that it filters down to our business, our industry, print, the graphic arts industry, selling, marketing services, and the way that we interact with people today, and the way we interact with clients. Certainly, these kind of things will further cocoon us. They will drive us to a point where we are looking for even more safety and security. And so you can surmise that in the buying process, that's going to continue, that we're going to continue to shelter ourselves and find ways to keep people at an arm's length and make really, really safe bets. And so the question is, are you a safe bet? And how do you become a safe bet? You know, we've gotten to a point that at some point, you know, we've lost our way in terms of the human connection. And technology has dominated our lives for the last 10, 15, 20 years. And we've got organization after organization that is looking for ways to use technology to build trust and safety and security. And it, to me, it just doesn't seem to fit. We still crave human connection and safety within that human connection. You can smell the hard sell, not just live and in person. You can smell the hard sell when someone is spamming you, or you're getting some text from a mobile site, or spam comes up on your email. So I think we've gotten to a point where all the stuff that's happened, believe it or not, actually makes us crave human interaction even more, yet it's got to be safe. You know, more than 30 years ago, you know, it was all about clipboards and pencils and manpower. And that's all been replaced by barcodes and algorithms and, you know, analytics. And so it's easy to believe that technological leaps have made us more successful in delivering what people want. But the truth is that massive shifts in what's technically possible haven't made a bit of difference to the biology of humans. You know, I believe that the needs and wants of people haven't changed all that much. We're still driven by instinct and emotion and our basic human need to belong. And the way we typically do business still doesn't take the fundamentals of human nature into account. And so we've got to think about, how do we engage? And maybe be hopeful that we're at a time when this is, we're getting to that point where we're getting to a point where it's a little bit more about the human touch. So clearly there's still a problem with how performance is measured, both by us and in our companies. We have budgets and targets and quotas to achieve, and the purpose of those things are to make our sales increase, and we reward people who sell more, and we've got everything is all about the carrot. You know, we reward people that bring in the results, and you know, the campaign that companies create to sell more stuff is created. That's called a win. If the campaign creates more sales, then that's a win. And so we start to think that if the only way we can get sales is to spend money, then we need to just keep spending money and investing in that kind of technical campaign, you know, the banner ads or the drip campaigns, that type of thing. But I just don't know that those are things are sustainable. You know, I've seen brand managers ride that wave of public awareness that boosted the results in the short term, but they've seen the sales come crashing down months later. And so maybe what we're craving is long-term sustainable relationships. And I think that's what we as companies, individuals, our personal brands, our company brands need to be all about. It needs to be about creating that safety and security. And so, yeah, I don't dismiss data. I don't dismiss that there's merit in some technical plays and campaigns, but I still believe that at some point people want to do business with people that they really, really like and that they would consider their inner circle. And so, you know, we go back to where we're at with some of these companies looking for the results or the tyranny of now, as I call it. And we see the cycle kind of go round and round, and they're all looking for that silver bullet. And quite honestly, there's just no shortcut to mattering to your customers. You know, it's a lot harder to justify building a little by little for the long term because we're constantly measuring for the short term results. And if you apply for, you know, a promotion or a new role, you think about that. Let's say you take a new sales job, they want results immediately. And trust isn't built overnight, especially in today's world. So my point in all this is that, you know, there is no shortcut to it. There is no immediate way to do this. Again, take a new sales job. You know in that job that it's going to take months, years to develop relationships. Your best clients today are the product of years of building relationships. In many cases, your best clients have become kind of friends. You know, there's a different conversation that you're having with them. And you know, people can smell the sale a mile away if you're just coming at them and you're motivated out of desperation. If you're motivated to make the quota, if you're motivated for the results, there's no difference with technology than there is the human being. You know, if I take a sales job and I'm out there trying to sell right off the bat and just get the jobs, they can smell that. You know, it's if you're desperate to for love, you know, and you're looking for the quick sale, let's get married now. People can smell that desperation a mile away. Well, technology doesn't change that. We're smart enough, you know. I think about my kids and I think about this next generation, Generation Z, and what I think what I see in them is that they crave real world interaction, real experiences. I've told the story countless times of my son asking me what kind of stories he'll have for his kids because his father, me, I've had a ton of experiences. I've had a ton of amazing stories. I had an amazing childhood with lots of real world experiences, whether it was skipping rocks or climbing trees or whatever it was. And he craves that. And the technology over the last 10, 15, 20 years has become the novelty's worn off. And so now you have a new generation cropping up going, you know, I want some real stuff. I'm happy to put this device down. I want some real stuff. So I believe we're in a time when you add it all up that people are going to start craving that human interaction. Yes, safety is a big deal, but they're also going to realize that it's going to take time. And so you're not going to be able to use technology to just throw something out there and get a quick result. You know, you're not going to use data and technology to build an amazing relationship, a trustworthy, safe relationship. And so that's where we all come in. Yes, we can use data to have better understanding, maybe more empathy, but ultimately it's going to be about us as individuals and making people feel better. You know, I love the concept of optimizing your business for relationships first and results second. I think that's what's sustainable. I think that's what works. Now, listen, I also think that things change so rapidly in this day and age that it's hard because it's a real, real gray area. You'd say, well, that's great, Mark. You know, okay, let's build for the long term. Let's do the little things that are going to take years. But yet in 2-3 years, the dynamics in the world have changed so dramatically that maybe it's not sustainable. Maybe the people that I'm trying to deal with are not even there anymore. You've got such attrition in different companies and you've got new strategies and technologies. So I get it. And that's probably the rub and probably some of the frustration that we all share is that, okay, I can't commit to the immediate because people can smell it a mile away and it drives margin down and it's not value oriented. So I need to develop trust, but that takes a longer time, but the world is shifting so quickly. And so I get it. It's a tough, it's an odd dichotomy, if you will, but I do believe it's what's sustainable. And I do believe that my final thought here is that it all stems back to one thing, and that is your mindset. Carol Dweck, who I've probably referenced before, and whether it's my writings or in a podcast, is an author of a book called Mindset. And if you watch some of her stuff, she'll talk about the tyranny of now versus the power of yet. And regardless of what her metaphors are, her analogies, she's trying to drive home the idea that there are two mindsets in this world. There's the growth mindset and the fixed mindset. And the fixed mindset is this idea that we like to be competent and we don't necessarily want change. And we want things to kind of stay the same. And it's, you know, that's what we feel good about. But the growth mindset is embracing the unknown. It's deciding that venturing out into the world where, you know, maybe we're a little confused and scared ultimately makes us stronger. And so as we get older, certainly I know this as I get older, that you know, I have to continue to embrace that. Those moments where I don't, I feel a bit lost. And I've always subscribed to this idea that action cures fear. And so we must embrace a mindset where we're in constant learning and let go. And let go of the tyranny of now and realize that, you know, it might be painful today. It might be difficult today. But if I commit to building bigger relationships, learning more about new stuff, learning more about myself and spending the time, that it's going to pay off dividends in the long term. So I just thought I would take this week's podcast as opposed to doing one of our fun interviews. And again, we have a really neat one scheduled for next week because it's last week's events impacted me and impacted my family and I'm sure scared us all. And I think it's a time when we need to actually embrace as opposed to further cocoon ourselves. And I think even in our businesses. So I'm wishing you so much luck and so much good fortune the rest of this year. And I just think that if we all embrace this growth mindset and realize that our industry is the type of industry that is all about trust. It's all about relationships. It's all about making people feel better for knowing you and realizing that there is simply no shortcut to mattering to your customers. So remember, optimize your business, optimize your personal sales for relationships first and results second. Thanks so much for listening. Be the Buffalo. This has been another episode of Brushstrokes, a podcast powered by Canvas Magazine. It's been sponsored by Conduit Incorporated. Remember that Conduit at www.conduit-inc.com is the place to go for all your custom content needs. All the best. God bless.